With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queens Council has canceled the construction of a new library near Queens Place. In a recorded 5-3 vote, Councillors Miro, Charlton, Fancy, Gidney, and Muse voted not to build a library at that location, while Mayor Norman and Councillors Brown and Hawks voted to go ahead. The motion was put forward by Councillor Charlton, who expressed concerns Council wasn't consulted about building a new road on the site, which would extend the existing driveway to accommodate both the planned long-term care home and the proposed library. In August 2022, Council agreed to sell the land at Queens Crossing. That's the name of the site containing Queens Place, the Best Western Hotel, the skate park, the planned long-term care home, and the proposed library site, to the Queens Care Society for $2 per square foot. The 479,000 square feet of land would bring in roughly $960,000, which is about what Public Works staff estimate it would cost to build a road, sidewalks, and water infrastructure out to the end of the cul-de-sac to accommodate the library and long-term care home. Historically, Council has reinvested any proceeds from the sale of land on that site back into infrastructure at Queens Crossing. Charlton says she supports the construction of a new long-term care home, but Council was never asked if they wanted to spend that money. And since it isn't a policy, this council is not bound by the decisions of previous councils.
We did not discuss a road extension when we agreed to sell the land. We were selling the land because it was already serviced for water and sewer to the point where it was required.
Mayor Darlene Norman says if the municipality doesn't cover the cost of extending these services, it will need to come from the Queens Care Society's construction budget.
That whole idea that we would not show our support for this amazing facility is beyond comprehensible to me.
Councillor Vicky Amaro chairs the Library Site Selection Committee and voted against the committee's recommendation. The committee was tasked by council with finding the best location to build a new library. The Queens Crossing site was put forth as the committee's unanimous choice for the new build in June of 2022, but was rejected by council in a 5-3 vote. In January of this year, the committee made the same recommendation, which council accepted at that time. Councillor Amaro was contacted to provide comment for the story, but did not reply before publication. Council is now looking at options to move the library closer to the Queens Place Amaro Center. They have requested costed studies for two different library concepts. One will determine the price of a standalone library beside Queens Place. The other would examine building an extension on the center. CAO Chris McNeil told council he was warned by the project manager an extension would be more costly. McNeil says any extension on Queens Place would have to look at the existing capacity of the building to handle additional demands on electricity, heating, and water supply, among other issues. McNeil also informed council the two studies could cost in the range of $200,000. In the meantime, council is aware of the precarious situation the Thomas H. Riddell Library finds itself. In addition to infrastructure issues, the building is currently up for sale. Council is suggesting the library find alternative locations where they could relocate temporarily until a new, permanent location can be built. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.